Channel Radio.
Good afternoon. Sounds like I'm getting out of my coffin, doesn't it? Good afternoon. It is Who Cares Wins show on channelradio.co.uk on a fantastic, glorious, sunny autumn afternoon with me, Angela Bryer-Stevenson, in the studio. But of course, I can't do this alone, folks. No, definitely not. I sound like Claudia now, don't I? Strictly. We have Jan's lens, but it doesn't quite work that way, does it? So, hi, Jan Mulligan.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
I'm fine. What a glorious day
we have. It's just magnificent. It's a feel-good factor day.
Absolutely.
And if you're tuning in to Who Cares Wins, you're sitting outside in the sunshine while you munch your lunch. I'm a poet and I don't know it. It's great to have you with us. And of course, as always, we have in the studio our live Twitter feed. If you're able to, then give us a tweet on @CaresWins and say hi. Tell us what you're having for lunch and we'll then pick holes in it as whether it's healthy or not. Because of course, health and well-being is what we're all about.
Absolutely.
And you may just be taking that lunch break just to have a few minutes out of the office and have some rest, relaxing your eyes, perhaps moving around, because we encourage you to make sure that you're not static during the day. And if nothing else, you're outside getting some of that good old vitamin D from the sun.
And late October, you've just got to grab it when you can.
Definitely. And of course, if you aren't tuned in because you haven't put your clocks back yet and you think you've missed us, then of course, your luxury that you've tuned in for something else at 1 o'clock, and sorry, you've got us. And of course, more importantly, as always, our guests are the key focus for us in this studio here. And we have with us today a very, 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 very special guest who's been on with us before earlier in the year when I wasn't here. So at least I haven't taken it personally, because she's come back. And also, what I loved about it was that we had a request who said, can we come back on yet? Are we allowed back on yet? And of course, I said with a huge yes. And it is my huge pleasure to welcome in the studio Juliet Shand. And Juliet, you are here representing Herbs Palsy Group UK.
Hi,
Juliet. Hello. Welcome. Thanks for coming down to the studio. I appreciate in your busy, hectic schedule, because you do work as well as working with Herbs Palsy. And of course, congratulations. Just talking to you about now joining the committee.
I know. It's official. I've sold my soul to the Herbs Palsy Group.
You just sold it to a good group.
I did.
We love it.
It's worth it.
Fantastic. And we're going to talk more about what that is. And just to remind our listeners, if you didn't hear the show back in March, and just to remind you, if you want to go onto our website, whocareswinsradio.co.uk, you'll find the archive of all of our shows. And if any of the links are broken, let me know and we'll sort that out. But if you go back to March 2014 and scroll down to March the 10th, you will actually find Juliet's show when she was on with Jan, and our lovely co-guest presenter was Kerry Hales.
It was indeed.
When I was down under in the sunshine down there, and my kangaroos. No, I wasn't in Wales, if anyone's just clarifying that accent there. If you want to email us, don't forget you can also email us whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk, and we have all the technology here for us to be able to get that email. And of course, we're on Facebook. So if you want to go onto the Who Cares Wins Radio Show Facebook page and just post a little comment to say hi and that you are lunching and munching and listening. See? Multitasking. Marvellous stuff. How was Sunday? I've got to ask, Jan. I'm itching to find out.
Well, we had a wonderful
tournament.
Day. We were in Dover, and the lovely Rose and Pete, who organised it for us, we had a brilliant day.
Hey, well done, Rose and Pete.
It was a lot busier than anticipated, and consequently, this is the boccia tournament we're talking about here.
Yes,
just to clarify, that wasn't just in Dover for the day.
Oh, it's a nice place, Dover.
But there were more teams than anticipated, so we didn't actually get to complete the day, which was disappointing. But at the point where we needed to stop, Herne Bay A team were in second place.
Oh.
So didn't quite retain the trophy.
What a shame.
But we're sort of convinced, had we had more time,
you would have done.
We'd have done it.
Of course you would.
We came away with silver, and everybody was dead chuffed that
they'd
done.
Silver's still great.
Absolutely.
Oh, well done. Congratulations to everybody.
And what's brilliant is this is a new team. You know, this is only a year and a half they've been going. Mm. A lot of them never played the sport before. And in three tournaments, they've won every colour of medal. They started with a gold. They then dropped to a bronze, which they were disappointed about, but we still pointed out it is a medal.
It's still a medal.
And now they've got the silver. So they've got the complete range.
Marvellous.
So for new players to the disability sport of boccia, I can only say...
Way! Round of applause.
Round of applause.
I'm going round there. Sort of like that. Sort of like that, Jan. She's just got her head in her hands now, listener. That's it.
Start crying in a minute.
Start crying, yeah. It's all right, you've got Juliet to look after you now. Yes. So Juliet Shand, you are the one, the famous Juliet Shand of Herbs Palsy Group, who, first of all, let's just remind our listeners, if they haven't heard you on the show in March, we'll obviously have to send the boys around to find out why they weren't listening.
Of course.
But that's another matter. But more importantly, you were on another show that's on channelradio.co.uk, a very, very good show, I might add. The Business Bunker.
I was.
Which is every Tuesday from 1 to 2:30 with Paul Andrews and Jules Serkin and some more marvellous guests. But of course you were on when it was Herbs Palsy Week, was it not?
I was, yeah.
So that was between the 6th and the, remind me, the 6th and 12th of October?
12th of October.
And that's Herbs Palsy Week, Awareness Week, every year.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's within the UK, but could we say it's, you know, worldwide domination?
Yeah, we've got friends in the United Brachial Plexus in America, and they follow us and they ask us for support as well. They actually take some of our documents and doctor them and make them their own.
Great.
Across the pond, as it were. So yeah, it's absolutely national. We've also got a book. We're actually the only children's charity of Herbs Palsy to have written a children's book for the children who have Herbs Palsy.
Yeah.
And that's actually been translated into German
Last week. Sehr gut.
She'll proofread you any minute now.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't translate it, luckily.
Oh, no, I would like. Anyway, yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so, yeah, although we're based in the UK and we primarily support our UK people with Herbs Palsy,
sure,
we are, we do things abroad as well.
Fantastic to hear. That's great stuff. So let's just take a step back for our listeners who are like, okay, she's off on one now, Angela, and she's all in excitable mode. Let's just pause for a moment and remind our listeners, Herbs Palsy, what is it?
Okay. Herbs Palsy is an injury caused at birth to the newborn baby. So what's happened is it's a medical emergency and it's a brachial plexus injury. So it is where the baby's shoulder has got stuck behind the mother's pelvic bone.
Oh.
So it can be left or right shoulder. Sometimes it is bilateral.
Right.
But that's very rare, luckily.
Right.
So it's where the baby's stuck, and there's obviously medical protocols that have been written and developed over the years to help release the child, the baby, in a safe fashion.
Sure.
Sometimes, for many reasons, that's overlooked, and the injury is caused where excessive traction is on the baby's neck. So baby's head is being pulled, the shoulder's staying where it is, so it's stretching neck.
Stretching.
Absolutely, and there's damage done to the cervical nerves, which run down the neck. So quite often it's cervical nerves 5, 6, and 7.
I know them well.
Yes, from your husband.
Yeah, yeah.
Indeed. So it would result in damage to the child's arm. So if, for example, it was the left shoulder that got stuck, as it was with Eloise. So it was cervical 5 and 6 nerves which got damaged, which result in a paralysis of the left arm.
Right.
Which isn't always 100% paralysis.
Okay.
Some children will be lucky and have a lesser injury, and some obviously are more severe.
Mm.
It depends on the birth and, you know, obviously on the traction applied and what
happens. And presumably, is it the amount of whether the nerves have completely separated from the spine or whether they are still attached or partly attached or one or two, as you say, the severity is sort of from probably a scale of, I don't know what the numbers would be, but
sure. Yeah, the nerves can be totally convulsed, so they can be totally torn. In which case, obviously, that's a very severe injury. There's not really a lot that can be done there. There's also there's nerve grafts that can be done. They're often done at a young age when the children are. I think a lot of nerve graft surgery is done when the children are up to about 6 months.
Right.
And the nerves are taken from the back of the children's legs, actually, and implanted into the
shoulder.
That's
amazing.
What they can do now is phenomenal. And we're so lucky because there are so many medical efforts that are being done to try and increase usage.
In fact, you reminded me that I think I might have heard it on the radio that, and you may have even seen it in the papers, that somebody has, they've done something, it's to do with, is it stem cells or something?
Yes.
But something's to do in the back, somebody's spine, and he's now able to walk.
Stem nerve cells from the nose.
From the nose.
And put it into his back.
Into his spine.
And he's been
the
first paralysed person to walk again.
It's amazing.
It's just incredible.
The developments. I mean, okay, I know there's obviously, as much as there's positives, there's a lot of people who don't necessarily agree with the process that goes through. But it is, as you say, Juliet, what they can do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And obviously, yes, when the child is about 6 months, you know, everything's still growing. So presumably the idea is get the graft in so it then, you know, grows with the rest of the body.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. And, you know, it's a hard time for the child and the family. They're often put in a full body cast, which is from their hips over, that goes over their head, over their arm.
Wow.
So it's quite a hard time. And when Eloise was in her cast, she was in that.
And that's your daughter, just to clarify listeners, just to make sure they know that. So lovely Eloise, it's about this time, is it not? This time of the week is a very special week for her.
It is. It's her birthday tomorrow. She's going to be 12.
Well, happy birthday, Eloise. Absolutely fantastic. 12 years of age. We'll have to get her in the studio, won't we?
Oh, she'll love that.
That'd be great.
Yeah, she'll love that.
So we'll sing later. Sing happy birthday to her before we finish.
Oh, no, it's her birthday. She's supposed to have a happy time.
Jan, what are you saying?
Oh. Please don't sing.
Oh, la la, not listening. I'll carry on talking to my marvellous guest. So yes, happy birthday, Eloise. And actually on that note, there is also someone else who may be listening in, by the name of Matt.
There is, indeed.
Who actually, it's his birthday today.
It is, yeah, my husband. So Eloise's dad's birthday today.
Yay.
So
happy birthday, Matt.
Happy birthday, Matt. Happy birthday to you.
Stop.
Oh, nearly got it in there, Juliet.
Nearly finished it.
So yes, very important that as parents that it's a hard time. And if you say so, you know, they can be in a full body cast.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, lots of the children have been put in body casts, and it's hard because quite often the arm as well is casted so that it's at a 90-degree angle from the body.
Yeah.
So if you kind of stick your elbow at a 90-degree angle, and it's put in a cast there with
like
a metal pole from the hip cast to the arm, and they're like that for 3 months. And I think, if I'm honest, the hardest thing as a mum with Eloise, and she had hers done when she was about 18 months, was that I couldn't have a cuddle.
No,
couldn't cuddle
that whole connect, yeah.
Yeah, and that's really hard.
And she probably was very heavy.
Yeah, absolutely she was, yeah. Heavy and bulky, and she couldn't wash properly. She stunk.
Eloise, we love you, really.
We do love you, Eloise, but you did.
Bless her.
Yeah,
I suppose you did give your mum a workout, because every time you did have to move her around with that cast.
Absolutely. Good exercise.
I think the looks as well, the looks you get in supermarkets and things, people look at you and think, what on earth has happened to that baby?
Yeah.
So it's. I think that's why our awareness campaign
we need that.
Things like that help so much because you're not quite so many funny looks. And
well, that's the thing, the whole, we were talking about with mental health a couple of weeks ago, the whole stigma, isn't it, of people sort of, they see one small thing and then they're off and they make these huge judgments and huge, you know, assumptions made. And actually, you know, they could be so far from the truth.
Yeah.
And we need to raise that awareness more and more and more so that the parents, when they're out shopping, can feel that they can take their child with them and they don't have to hide them away because of the looks and the statements that may be made or the judgments behind closed curtains.
Absolutely. And when you talk about mental health, I think it's a really good point to mention that the Herbs Palsy Committee are actually looking into a support network to help our parents and families of the children, because it is really hard. And I'm quite happy to say now, although I may not have a few years ago, I really struggled coming to terms with what happened to Eloise. And I had a really hard time. But with, you know, certain types of counselling and CBT helped me, but other people, you know, need different type of support. So it's great that we're able to kind of work with our network of colleagues in that industry and get the right support for the parents.
Yeah, definitely. Because as you say, everyone is unique. Every situation when it happens is going to be unique
definitely,
as well.
Definitely.
And so your sort of involvement is because obviously a very personal story, you yourself with Eloise. But also yesterday was a very important day, was it not, for Herbs Palsy Group, because you had this fun day that you run every year. So bless her, when Eloise, when Juliet arrived at the studio today, she was a little bit like, oh, my voice. So
a bit of a croak
was there a bit of shouting going on yesterday?
It was an amazing day, and just a lot of talking, because as you say, it's an annual event for the Herbs Palsy Group, and it's run because we're a UK based charity. This one is in Burgess Hill, so it was in the southern region.
Okay.
And then next year it will be kind of Darlington, Newcastle area, and the following year it will be in Coventry somewhere.
Okay.
So there's an awful lot of talking because it's the only time of the year where all the parents get together and we can, you know, we can share stories and advice and tips. And it is crazy things that make our lives so much easier that we kind of get to know. It's things like one of the mums has found like an electric masher to mash potatoes with. And Eloise,
I could do one of them.
Yeah, quite. Eloise loves helping in the kitchen, but mashing potatoes quite hard with one hand because she's got to like, support the pan, if you like, and it's quite.
Yeah. Mine often flies up the wall. That's for two. Yeah.
So just things like that. So yeah, there's an awful lot of talking. So yeah, please do excuse my voice today.
No, you sound wonderful. You sound wonderful.
Thank you.
So yes, this fun day yesterday. Yes, so it's organised. It's an annual event, and I think we need to talk more about that and find out exactly what went on, and if you can share any of those stories. And also, there was somebody that your daughter met yesterday as well, which also was a great event. So we'll come back to that, but we'll give your voice a rest for a moment, Juliet, and have a bit of music as always, so that we can have a take a little break, tea break, have a water break. And this song is very appropriate for today. Those of you that may now be cast back to your youth. With Haircut One, I can't even say it now. Put my teeth in, Angela. Haircut 100, because it is a fantastic day. Welcome back. So I was bopping. Oh, I just remember when I was
back.
Two listening to that.
Oh, yes. Or the other one.
Two plus a bit. That was Haircut 100, and you are listening to Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk on this marvellous Monday afternoon with Miss E, myself, Angela Bryer-Stevenson, who is a young whippersnapper of a thing, joined in the studio by two wonderful young whippersnappers too, Juliet Shand from Earl's Palsy Group, and of course, I can't
and
do it
Mulligan.
Alone.
I'm only snip older than Angela, but she reminds me of it from time to time.
Bless you. Yes, so welcome. And Juliet, we've been talking about Earl's Palsy Group, and we've had already a little connection on the tweet, although there's also some lots of retweets going
lots
on there, which is fabulous.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you.
Great. Start My Beers have retweeted and following us. And oh, it's fantastic. But Paul Andrews, the wonderful Paul Andrews, who we mentioned earlier, so his ears were obviously burning.
Indeed.
And he said, it's great hearing Juliet, fantastic ambassador for Earl's Palsy Group. So, yes.
Thank you, Paul.
But also, Paul is a fantastic supporter of groups like yourself and the charity. So Business Bunker does a great show about businesses in Kent, things that are happening in Kent for business, in business, with business, starting a business, if it's got something to do with business in there. And of course, supportive on people like yourself who are working and trying to raise awareness of all the different charities that are out there. Within Kent alone, I mean, that's, you know, yes, we're talking about worldwide domination, Juliet, earlier. And I'm just looking, are we flashing?
I think we are.
Did we flash?
We flashed, it's gone.
Oh. If you'd like to try again, that flash means
yes,
my telephone's
please call
ringing.
Her. We weren't ignoring you. We just didn't notice you. So, caller, please try again.
If you want to try and call me back, then please do. But otherwise, Juliet, I'd like to just carry on. Okay. We talked about this fun day, which happened yesterday in Burgess Hill.
Yep.
And you say it's an annual event. And what's the purpose behind it? I mean, obviously, one of the big things must be, as you said, all the parents coming together and actually being able to share their stories.
Absolutely. It's about the parents coming together and also the children. I mean, Eloise, in her school, she's in a school now, a secondary school of over 1,000 students. She's the only student with Earl's Palsy there. She was the only student in her primary school with Earl's Palsy and her nursery. So you wouldn't, because it is so rare, luckily, you wouldn't necessarily meet anybody else with Earl's Palsy in your kind of day-to-day lives. So to get all of the families together, to get the children together, is just so important, because there's so many... What our kids are doing is just so fantastic. We've got some great ambassadors, some great young adults in the group.
Wonderful.
Who are now helping the younger generation. And it's just,
you've
it's
got
just
Olympians
great...
and Paralympians, haven't you?
Oh, we have. We have. Brilliant. We're so lucky. So we have, yeah, I mean, we have on that note.
Are you going to start name dropping now, Juliet?
Shall I?
Yeah,
yes.
Come on then. Go on, name drop away. We like it.
Okay.
From the top.
All right, okay. From the top. Here we go. I think we need to talk about Matthew Hamilton. He's a young man. He's 17 with Earl's Palsy. And he was there yesterday, which is fabulous.
Brilliant.
And he is in a serial cast at the moment for his arm to try and get it so that he can straighten his... he has right Earl's Palsy, I believe, to try and get it straightened. So he's in a cast and each day he has to take it off, do a few kind of bicep curls and then put it back on and like screw the nuts, if you like, so screw it so it straightens. So he's in quite a lot of discomfort.
I bet.
He was fantastic yesterday and he actually won a Sporting Achievement Award.
Did he?
In our Young Achievers Award Assembly, which we do each year at the annual day. So
awesome.
He was inspired by the under 2012 Olympics,
yes,
and Paralympics.
Yeah.
He had a fantastic time going there and watching them. And since then, he was in the Sainsbury's 2014 Schools Games. And he walked away with 5 medals.
Awesome.
So, which is just fantastic. In cycling and running. I believe cycling is more of his passion. But, so,
wow.
Yeah, 5 medals in the Sainsbury's 2014 Sports Games. Amazing. He was also in the GB International Wheelchair and Amputee Sports Federation World Junior Games. So for
that's
children,
just fantastic.
Much so. For children such as Eloise and all of those younger than her and older than her to be in
to
the same room as Matt and to hear his story and see him in his GB tracksuit.
Yeah.
It's just, I can do that.
I've got goosebumps already. Yeah. Actually, just, I mean, you know, even if... in me sitting there in the audience, it would be just like, you know, wow, this person, I'm not worthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as you're saying,
like that.
Oh,
it
wow.
is. Because they're just, they're achieving so much and for the other generations to see that and for it to inspire
just shows
them.
What's possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That whole determination and an element of mind over matter and that you will, and also looking at another way around it, another way of doing, it's just not just, well, you know, I therefore haven't got a leg, I can't run, haven't got an arm, can't do this.
Yeah.
Actually, just looking at it, you know, problem solving, and actually I can do it like that. So
just
great.
Do it a bit different to how I may have.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it must be so important for you to have, like you said, about these wonderful younger ambassadors who, no disrespect to you, Juliet, but of course you are just a mum to
Absolutely.
Eloise. and you know, what do mums know? And so for people like Eloise and who are younger than her and older than her to actually have their peers to be able to share stories or see what they're doing and what they're achieving and thinking, oh, she's just like me.
Definitely.
Great.
Eloise is very inspired when she meets these young adults. And when she saw the London 2012 herself, she was really inspired.
Aww.
And she has been in a lot of swimming competitions. And she was in actually a national competition on the 18th. And she was in it last year. She won a gold medal, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
So she had to go and fight for her medal this year, and she came away with bronze medal.
So she's still a medal.
Very good.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So that's fantastic in swimming. But I must admit, yesterday when she met Matt, it was great, and I know he inspires her and helped her, but I think I had a bit of a moment, I must admit, when I introduced her to Ellie.
Yes, who was mentioned on the show in March, just to remind our listeners who Ellie is.
Yeah, Ellie is a young lady of 17 who has an Erb's palsy on her right arm, I think, and she's such an amazing inspiration for young adults and for Eloise especially, because Ellie does things like she uploads videos on YouTube for how to do things one-handed. So how to put her hair in a ponytail, how to put a bra on, how to do buttons up.
Yeah.
And I think the coverage Ellie's getting for this within the Erb's palsy group is fantastic, because we do have her on this pedestal now in
Great.
The group.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And why not?
Absolutely. But also to a wider audience. So I know, for example, the Stroke Association are using her videos now.
Well, yes, because it is... I'm just thinking, you know, sitting here thinking about my husband and, you know, those tasks of doing buttons and zips and things like that. You know, it is suddenly you realise how you are just... You don't think about it. You just get up in the morning and you put a cardigan on or you put a pair of trousers on, do the zip up and go off. You don't think about, oh, yes, actually, what if I didn't have the use of one of my hands or fingers and toes, etc. So things like stroke, I mean, even it could just be simplistically, her videos must inspire people who are just in a plaster cast that broke their arm for 6 weeks.
Arm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, she's getting a lot of coverage. I think she
Brilliant.
Had 24,000 views.
Wow.
I saw somewhere of her YouTube clips. So she's an amazing inspiration, obviously for the Erb's palsy group, but as we've rightly said,
got her website up, haven't we? I've just noticed.
We have. I'm just doing a tweet at the moment. But let me find it. It's gone awfully slow on me, unfortunately.
Thank you. She deserves that recognition.
That's Ellie Erb's on YouTube.
Ellie Erb's, so E-L-L-I-E space Erb's, E-R-B-S. Ellie Erb's.
Yeah, also a blog spot.
And also a blog spot. So it's Ellie Erb's, that's all one word, .blogspot.co.uk. So fantastic just to hear. So maybe we can see Eloise next on YouTube.
You know,
with all her ideas that she's probably got running around her head.
Absolutely. And that would be fantastic. And if she did go on to help inspire others like she has been by Matt and Ellie, it would just be fantastic. I'd be, you know, proud of her anyway,
yeah,
obviously.
Of course. Extra proud.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But she's got, you know, she's got a lot of inspiration with the Erb's palsy group. And I think that's one thing that the fun day in that offers her that it's invaluable. You can't buy that.
No,
you can't buy that sort of stuff. And there's a young chap, he's 24 now, called Joe Hughes, and he's a boxer.
Right.
And he has right Erb's palsy. Now, with the condition, as I've already said, obviously it affects, you know, there's a paralysis there.
Yeah.
It also affects the length of the arm quite often. I mean, Eloise's arm is about 4 centimetres shorter. Than her right arm. So to be a boxer and have that type of injury,
the reach, yes.
Absolutely, because that's obviously so important. But Joe's done fantastic, and actually just last month he boxed at the O2 arena and he won in London, and he won the Southern Area Light Welterweight title.
Way to go.
Which is just
it's
like,
brilliant, isn't
wow.
it?
You know, it's and almost there's like a there's this extra spur.
Yeah.
I was going to say spa then, but no. sorry. Are you listening? There's an extra drive there to actually do so much. And that's what I am always, it just brings me to tears when I see the Paralympics and events like that, yeah. to actually, you know, what have I got to moan about when these people, you know, what they can achieve. And, you know, there are probably other people out there who haven't got Olb's palsy and would just desire to have those medals, but there's maybe just something missing. I don't know what it is, but.
And also the thing, going through school, most people are told, no, you can't do that by a teacher, by a careers advisor, by a sports teacher. No, slightly go to one side, just wait this game out. We'll join you in a moment. But if you've got that spark in you, if you've got that desire, give it a go.
You'll find
a
way.
You never know what's out there for you.
But that's what brings me back to groups and charities and support groups like the Olb's Palsy Group, because it's something like that that can, you know, if we keep raising the awareness, then maybe we can start raising the awareness that in schools, the PE teachers, not all of them, I'm sure there's some great ones out there who are really supportive and encouraging, yet there's perhaps still a majority who are unaware. And so the unawareness brings perhaps that concern, the panic, the fear, don't know how to handle, don't know how to deal with this, so you best go and sit there because I don't want to hurt you and you know, cause any more problems. And so we want that awareness to be raised so that we can get that more, the more of the support in the schooling, in the education, not just for the bullying and the things that might go on, but also for the individual to actually then say, I'm not being pushed to sit on the bench on the side when I'm in that class.
I'm being picked first because I can do this.
I'm being given that opportunity and given that chance.
Well, that what you've just said, it happened to Eloise once. She was told by a football coach that she couldn't go in goal because she couldn't reach up for the ball.
Well, and I don't think we should do it. Send the boys around?
Send the boys around. It only happened
all the girls.
Once. Yeah, quite. And she wasn't having none of that. So
good.
It's just, you know, it is about education, it's about awareness and everything you've just said. And the committee of the group, I think it's really important to say how much they raise awareness, because we've actually presented to the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists at two conferences now.
Wow.
About Olb's palsy. We have a midwifery teaching day where we'll have like special mannequins and we'll teach about the safe delivery when a shoulder dystocia, which is kind of the medical emergency, happens.
Right.
And the committee have also reviewed the green top guidelines for shoulder dystocia for the Royal College of Gynaecologists.
Wow.
So there's been some fantastic work going on with regards to educating the health professionals.
Brilliant stuff.
And you're still such a small charity compared with the big guys out there, but you're making such great strides.
Yeah.
And it's just fantastic.
Well, they do say though, you know, these small things, you know, small packages are slight, but it's still got this, I can't think of the word, but there's actually more drive and there's more stuff that comes out of that little small package. You know, it can be just as powerful. It can just whack a big punch.
Absolutely.
But we need to make sure that more and more people know about you as a group, because we need that more funding, more support. Something we were mentioning just before the last music break off air was that you've joined the committee, so great, well done, Juliet. You are now on the committee; they've got you.
They have indeed.
you were saying that you're now looking to maybe even sort of create a subgroup or a focus group.
Yes, what we've decided is that as a group of committee members, although we're very good and we all bring some very different strengths to the team, which is fantastic, we're looking at engaging with our members and having a focus group of around 25 members, so people with Olb's palsy and the families of those, so that they can kind of help us and help steer us, because we have all good intentions and we may think we're doing everything right, but obviously, you know, another set of ideas, they might have a fantastic idea of how to help us engage with a new kind of cohort of education, for example, like PE teachers, like you've already mentioned today, and help us kind of proofread articles that we're sending out and things. So I know in our last edition of Olb's Blurb, which is a quarterly magazine.
I love that. That's great.
Olb's Blurb. It's brilliant. Our quarterly magazine, which goes out to all of our members, we did put a call out for that. So hopefully there'll be some interest and we'll get more support. And that's for the people that want to help but maybe can't quite commit to being a committee member yet or feel that they'll kind of test the water with this.
Yeah, see how what they can offer, but it's only maybe in little bits and pieces.
And do people need to be a member to help?
They do really, right. or medical professional.
Right.
But we are looking at focus group of members for this.
Okay.
But obviously there's so much help non-members can give. And the help that you guys give, and I know we're going to talk about the Twitter stats
yes.
and that shortly.
Fabulous
but the help
stuff.
That you guys give that you may not think is a lot, or it doesn't cost you anything or take a lot of your time. For example, a retweet or a mention in a tweet. But for us, that type of support is absolutely invaluable. It really
Absolutely.
Is.
Well, one of the things that we wanted to make sure we did get in the show is to also show our support to those that are out there. More importantly, people like husband, Matt. Happy birthday, Matt. So we have a very special song, don't we, Juliet?
We do.
To play.
We do.
This is very pertinent to that it's his song, he likes it, or it links to a particular day when you both met, or...
No, I think it just links to when we were younger. You know, we just celebrated our 13th wedding anniversary. So it just links to kind of 15 years ago in the car, you know, lifting
Fabulous.
Our first house and things. Hopefully, I mean, I know what song is going to play, so hopefully it doesn't yeah. link personally to me.
Moving swiftly onwards.
I'm not even going to announce the title now.
Okay.
I shall let people listen and enjoy, and we'll be back soon.
Tonight, oh, down beside that red firelight, oh, you're gonna let it all hang out, fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
So, a bit of Queen there for you.
Always love a bit of Queen.
Brilliant. And I love that song. So, well chosen, Julia. And happy birthday, Matt. Hopefully he's giggling away somewhere in the corner about that. And the memories are flooding back. You are listening to Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk this fine Monday afternoon with me, Angela Bryer-Stevenson, and of course, Jan Mulligan.
Hello, everybody.
So we are your co-presenters, but we have marvellous guests in the studio all the time. In fact, this guest actually wanted to come back. They asked, when can we come back on the show? So brilliant to have you back in the studio, Juliette Shand, of Representational for Herbs Palsy Group UK. I must specify UK.
Thank you.
And we've been talking about the what it is and what Herbs Palsy is, and also, more importantly, the work that Herbs Palsy Group does and actually the charity. And you talked about yesterday your fun day that you had, annual event. But of course, we've spoken, and I wanted our listeners to be aware, because they may be thinking, maybe I can help somehow. If I'm not a member of the group, I can do other things.
Absolutely.
You had some sponsors, did you not, to help you get this day you know, going and being a success and raising more money. And one of the sponsors, I just thought was amazing what they actually offered, and you made a load of money, didn't you?
We did.
Yesterday.
It was
so
fantastic.
Remind us, or tell our listeners a little bit about them.
Okay. They're called Sporty and Bears Motor Club, and they're classic and sports car driving for charity.
Nice.
So what they do is they attend children's charity fun days, or fundraising days indeed, and help them take them for rides. It's a group of professional people who own some very nice cars, such as Ferraris, TBRs, McLarens, and
Aston Martins.
Yes, they
yes.
were
oh, good, good.
Gorgeous Aston Martin there yesterday. Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, Angela. Bit old, I'm afraid. You're not a child.
Are you saying I'm old?
Oh. No, bit. It's for the kids.
Maybe that's my excuse. That's my destiny. I need to actually go and buy an Aston, and then I can come along, and then I can actually
that's
take them
it.
Out. You see?
Yeah.
There we are.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
It was.
I'll talk to you later, Julia.
Okay. So, a group of professionals who own some very nice cars, and they donate their time to charities. And what they did, they came along very professionally set up. They had a marquee with the cool wall, which had pictures of the cars and some stats, and then how much it would cost to go out in the cars. So what had happened is every child or every person who was there with Herbs Palsy had a free ride.
Oh wow.
So Eloise went whizzing off in this very nice Porsche
and then
got in my McGann to come home.
Mum, such a letdown.
I know. It's a bit disappointing, but never mind. So they got 20 minutes out. So it wasn't on a racetrack. It was around the town.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, it was proper driving, if you
yes.
like. So around the town, 20 minutes in this lovely car. And the children were absolutely having a fantastic time. And I think it's important for the siblings of the children as well. So I have a son, Joe, who's 15.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, Joe. And he's a bit of a petrol head, what can I say? So he was in
Nothing
his
wrong
element.
With that.
Absolutely. So he was in his element yesterday. And I think it's great for him to have a good day out as well, because
absolutely.
He goes through the physio and the appointments. So this Sporting Bears Motor Club then. I mean, I've got their website here, if I can be
shout
to
it
give
out.
Them a mention. Thank
Please
you.
Do.
They're www.sportingbears, that's all one word, .co.uk.
And bears as in teddy bears.
Yep.
That's how it's spelled. Yep.
B-E-A-R-S. Sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
And what they did is, they turned up free of charge. They donated their time, their fuel. They were giving the children rides around. And yesterday they managed to raise £530 for us. Which is
awesome.
Such a massive amount of money.
That's
for
massive.
Our group.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just appreciate their support so much.
Yeah.
And as well as wanting to thank them for the help yesterday, I also wanted to mention that there are any other children's charities out there who want their support.
Yes,
for
great idea.
Organising a fun day.
Yeah.
Exactly, to get in touch with them, because I know that so
I wonder
far
if they're on
this
Twitter.
Year,
do you know if they're on Twitter?
They are.
We might have to look them up.
We'll look them up.
In the next music
Yeah,
group.
Don't
okay.
worry, we'll look
okay.
them up.
They had they were just fantastic, the people, the way they were chatting, and I know that they've tweeted since to say they had a fantastic time.
Brilliant.
So it's just a win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
They obviously get a lot of satisfaction out of doing this for the charities, and I know that our children benefited. So thank you to them, and if you do want to get in touch with them, please do.
I've just had the most brilliant idea, Jan.
Oh no, here we go.
Oh dear.
I might as well take Tigger.
You could take Tigger.
My orange beast out there.
Oh wow.
That's Tigger.
Okay.
For the listeners who are now a bit perturbed.
There's an orange beast outside called Tigger.
It is my Land Rover that I use for off-roading. So yeah, that's an idea.
There
it's just
go.
Something like, I've already got the car, so I could take it. And I mean, they would absolutely love it, wouldn't they? Just
yeah.
a big beast. That's a very gentle beast. Okay. Now, one of the other things that I wanted to make sure that our listeners are aware of is that if you are on Twitter, and if you're not on Twitter, you know that I often will hassle people to just get on Twitter, because being there and being able to retweet and interact is a great communication method and a start of marketing and a start of awareness and reaching people around the globe. But also for you, Juliet, you had a fantastic feedback and a fantastic result. As a result, was it not, of a tweet that went out when you were on Business Bunker? Is that right?
Yeah.
So you were on the show with Paul Andrews, Business Bunker. Remember, every Tuesday, 1 till 2.30 on channelradio.co.uk.
Because we know he's listening.
Yeah, he is. I've got to do my job properly, otherwise I'll be sacked. And I think a tweet went out, and then as a result of that, the whole ethos, if you like, of how Twitter works, that we retweet. And you've got some marvellous stats there, which you did highlight. And Business Bunker mentioned them. I think it was last week as well on their show.
Yeah, I think I did.
But just to remind, people, the actual, well, you explain it because I just was blown away.
Oh, okay. I'll try to explain it. It gets a bit technical and I don't quite keep up, but I'll try. Okay. So yeah, we have a Twitter account, which is at Herbs Palsy Group. And I'm actually responsible for the group's Twitter account, so I take care of that. And with the help of people such as Paul and organisations such as Channel Radio, we were able to have quite an astonishing reach. So Paul retweeted a couple of our tweets during our awareness week, which was these stats are actually the 5th to the 11th of October.
Okay.
So just because of the way that's the platform that I use.
Yes, and also you wanted it for the awareness week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and one of his retweets that he did for us had a reach of 144,282 people. And that's quite phenomenal.
People that say to me, you know, how many listeners do you have on the radio show? And it's like, it's not about that. And I know Paul gets quite passionate about it.
Yeah.
And so there's just proof there.
It's just reaching
the
people.
Reach
and
potential.
The message going beyond.
Yeah. Absolutely. And one of the others that he retweeted, because obviously this goes on how many people will pick up his tweet. Mm-hmm. So people will still scan, and that wouldn't be included in here. So actually, I think the numbers are probably a lot higher. But another one that he retweeted had 96,188. The total number of people who potentially saw the retweet that he did. And how can you thank someone that does that for you? How can you thank an organisation, you ladies, that do that for a charity like the Herbs Palsy Group? Because we would never get that type of awareness out there without this. So it's fantastic. And the other, there's a mention reach stat as well. So this will be in a tweet that Paul did where he put at Herbs Palsy Group. And the stat I've got for that is 173,970. So Paul, from his heart, did this for us. It would have taken him just a couple of seconds.
Yes, just to actually put a mention in,
didn't
put your Twitter
anything.
Handle.
Yep. Exactly. So it really was, from his head and his heart, he was thinking about us and did it. And as a result, this many people have now potentially read about Herbs Palsy and seen it. And we know that it's... We obviously have these Twitter stats, which is fantastic, but we also know that the footfall from our website, our Herbs Palsy Group website, went up 99.3% in our awareness week.
It's like, whoa, blown away, aren't you?
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Because I think, because Herbs Palsy, it doesn't actually say what it is as such. It doesn't say that it's a limb injury or, you know.
No, so there's an element of unknown, isn't there?
Exactly. So I think people have seen Paul's tweets, the tweets of Channel Radio, the tweets of Cares Wins, and thought, what is that then? And clicked on it. And that was individual new traffic as well.
Brilliant.
So that wasn't, because obviously
you can tell,
technical,
yes,
and they can work it out. Yeah. So it is fantastic. And I think... we just want to say thank you. Thank you to all of you.
Wow.
And also, I suppose, there's a message there to other charities, organisations, as well, businesses.
Anyone, yeah.
Absolutely.
Who wants to raise their awareness.
Absolutely.
Come on,
it's
Who Cares working. Wins and Business Bunker and all the other marvellous radio chat radio shows that are on channelradio.co.uk, because we are a family here. And so we will, of course, if you're on Business Bunker, we see it. We retweet it from Business Bunker. We retweet it from Vanilla Web. We retweet it if they're on the Look Good, Feel Good show. If they're on the Women in Business show, and I can't remember all the other names of the shows, I apologise. but you know that we are a family, so we will retweet it. Or if you're on K Cares Wins, if you're on the Who Cares Wins show, there's that potential, that reach potential, and that's what I'm so passionate about, is actually people knowing from a health and well-being perspective, and that's the reason I you know, had this, put this together, because I wanted people to have such a example of actually going, well, what's that all about then, and what is it? So I'll go and have a look, and I'll look on the website, or I'll ring someone up, I'll ask, or I'll even investigate if it's a therapy, I'll go and try it.
Yeah. But the chances are we could have, you know, spent, we wouldn't have, but we could have spent hundreds and hundreds of pounds on an advert in the local, you know, in national media, and potentially not reached
that many
people.
And it just becomes, you know, bottom of the parrot cage.
Exactly.
Oh, charming.
I know that a lot of people recycle their freebie papers, you know, so they do use them, but not necessarily in the ways that we would think by reading the article. But although maybe we need that parrot from AK Pet Services, Adrian.
Oh, yes.
Maybe we need Samson. That parrot to read the article. And, yeah, so we have that. I digress. So coming back to with Twitter, you just to remind our listeners, and very importantly, your contact details for Elb's Palsy, if listeners are out there and there's something that's resonating or clicking with them, to contact you for further information, help, support, awareness, whatever they can do.
Yeah.
So we've got the Twitter handle, which is the key one, really. We're talking about Twitter, the power of Twitter. So that was at Elb's Palsy Group.
That's correct, yeah.
And you'll be able to... We follow them on Who Cares Wins, so if you want to find us, you're seeing our followers, they're in the list. We will be retweeting about you all week, because of course this show is repeated on Thursday at 12 o'clock as well, so again it will be out there for all to start retweeting and raise that awareness. The website, just remind our listeners, the URL
is www.erbspalsygroup.co.uk, so that's all one word, is ERBSPALSY
group.co.uk.
Indeed.
Brilliant.
And just very quickly, if you're a physio listening in,
yes,
they're on the hunt, they'd like your advice.
OTs, physios.
Yeah. Please get in touch with Erb's Palsy Group UK.
Yes, please. We're really keen to hear from any physiotherapists, occupational therapists and hydrotherapists, you know, people who can help our children, because we often get phone calls from mums saying, oh, I need a new physio. I know myself, I'm looking for a physiotherapist for Eloise at the moment. So yeah, it's all about networking, and we'd love to hear from you guys so that we can pass your details on to
and maybe sort of, I know with one of the other support groups that we've had in the past, where they have created such a little database, they're not saying this a recommendation list, but what they are saying is that
these are
people that we've used through our group, and so we're happy to have them posted on the website.
Definitely. And that doesn't just need to be health professionals as well. So for example, some of our children with Erb's Palsy can't ride a traditional bike that you would buy from a shop. They need to have the handlebars adjusted or adjustments made to that. Eloise had to have her bike swapped around because the left brake was the front, the left brake's the rear brake, isn't it? And she couldn't use that, so she was using the right brake and was obviously at risk of going over the handles. So it's things like adjustments like that, and adjustments to musical instruments and things. So if you are into any sort of support for disabilities, then please do get in contact with us.
Yeah.
Indeed. Absolutely.
Disability, AIDS, equipment, looking at, you know, being able to, you know, look at it, something.
But also quite often it's that retired engineer, retired carpenter who's got the shed at the bottom of the garden and now doesn't have enough to keep him busy. Maybe think about your local charities or your national charities where you can lend a hand and still keep busy yourself.
That's the beauty. I always encourage people to realise that you may not understand the injuries and what Juliet's been explaining in great detail. You may not have anyone close by to you that is experiencing it in any shape or form, because obviously I'm only coming at it from my husband's injury, so the brachial plexus injury, to that degree. So, you know, it doesn't compare completely, but there's an element of, that sounds similar. But some people may be completely removed from that, think, oh yeah, but I want to do something. And it's like, yes, think about just giving your time, giving, whether it's something I could ring, contact you through the website and say, hey, I could help you with that. I could help print out something for you. I could help type it. I could help proofread it. You know, remember, the simplistic things sometimes are the ones that you desperately need help on.
Absolutely.
And so we can get people to realize that. And of course, I think what we need to do, Jan, is every guest now in the future, we need to make sure that if there's a link, you know, Do you offer a service? Right. Have you spoken to Juliet?
What are your hobbies?
Think it through there somehow.
Yeah, definitely. And I will make sure that it goes. We've got a very active Facebook page. That's a closed group because obviously we're talking about our children a lot of the time. So, but I will make sure that if there is anybody who can do adaptations like that and can help us, that they're kind of,
they
you
could
know,
be
the
joining the group. I mean, obviously, definitely. If anyone wants to join the group, they can request and then you would contact them if it's not appropriate. But they've contact. That's the best way they've tried to get hold of you. But absolutely. Otherwise, probably Twitter or the website. Because you've got to contact us on the website, haven't
you? Yes, that goes to our chair, Karen.
Oh, just that I can we start again with the show? Because I want to do. I want to talk about it even more. I just, as I always do, get quite passionate about things where it's about getting people out there to do and live life. Live life to the fullest and enjoy it. Enjoy every moment and this beaming big smile that you often see on the kids' faces. And that says it all, really, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And the fun day is amazing. The fun day brings out so many smiles. And Eloise's face, when I look at her at the fun day and see her smile, I just... That is what it's all about. And I've seen some photos that other parents posted on their Facebook page this morning of the children laughing and smiling or trying something they've never tried before. And it's just fantastic. It's really lovely. So I think our sponsors, the supporters of the Herbs Palsy Fund Day, you know, we can't thank them enough because without them it wouldn't happen without their funding.
Well, one thing that... Jan didn't know this, but it's coming now, as I'm going to announce on air live, is that one thing that I wanted to do, and Juliet knows because I've been hassling her for the logo for Herbs Palsy Group. She's writing it down now.
Sorry, big note.
On the Who Cares Wins Radio website, we will have a permanent link through the logo of Herbs Palsy Group. So on our homepage, if you have listened to this show, and we're now in 2015, but you've listened to this show. So isn't that weird? I'm talking to people in the future. and you want to get in touch, then that link will be there permanently.
Excellent
because
idea.
That's our gift to you, Juliet, and
thank
to the group
you.
To actually keep that awareness alive, keep it going, and just, you know, I want to shout about it as much as possible. I might have stickers on my little Tigger out there.
Don't get me emotional now. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. And as I say, listeners, if you think there's just one tiny thing you can do, then I just encourage you to get on the phone now. Well, maybe not now. Just listen to the music and the rest of the show. And then afterwards, you can get in touch with them and see what you can do. But especially occupational therapists, physiotherapists, this is one of the key things we need to look at to help not even just the group, but more importantly for Juliet. Whereabouts are you based, Juliet? If any OTs are listening in or physios?
For Eloise.
What area?
Yeah, we live just off of Bluebell Hill, so in between Chatham and Maidstone.
Okay.
So, yeah, if there is anybody quite local in Maidstone who could help, yeah, please do contact me.
Maybe.
I know, as I said, I manage a group Twitter account, so contact me through that.
Yeah.
And we'll go.
We can go from there. Yeah, well, we will tweet out the request as well. Thank you so much for joining us, Juliet. It's lovely for somebody to say, can I come back? and that's nice.
Yeah, it's
but also,
very nice.
It's just, it is lovely because I didn't get a chance to see you, although we met at the Wellbeing Symposium, last year. And so I didn't get to be here in your show in March when I was doing my travels. Mm-hmm. But on that note, the Wellbeing Symposium, reminding our listeners that is on the 19th of November. We had Rory Murphy on our show a couple of weeks ago, 13th of October. You can, of course, listen to that show as well, again, on the archive of whocareswinsradio.co.uk. In that archive show, you will hear a code quoted, I think even by Jan, or maybe Rory.
Somebody
but between
said
us
it.
All, we mention a quote that means you can get discounted entry to the show, the Wellbeing Symposium. Yes, you can come, of course, to the afternoon sessions just for freebies, but if you want to come to any of the workshops and hear the speakers, then there is a fee to be paid. But, of course, that investment is discounted if you use our code in that show.
And the topic for this year is mental health.
Yeah, and of course, more importantly, we're going to be there, aren't we, Jan?
We are. We'll be on stand with our microphones.
We've got our stand, we've got our cards, we've got our recorders.
And that's how we met Juliet.
And that's
how Juliet ended up on the show.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see?
So, worth having a chat to us.
It's Wellbeing Symposium has got a lot to answer for. more importantly, another show, because we're going to be there, but the other one that we're going to be involved with is the Being Well Matters event, which we also had the ladies from the CIPD Kent branch on our show.
Last week.
My goodness, time flies. So just a reminder again that is on the 5th of November. Remember the 5th of November. For better reasons than just fireworks, especially when they went off at midnight last night where I live. So if you want to get onto there, remember we have the CIPD link on our homepage as well. The Wellbeing Symposium link is on our homepage. You don't have to worry about finding it. It's all there on the homepage and soon the Herbs Borsi Group as well.
Thank you.
Anything else, Jan, before we disappear?
Just very quickly, link to Juliet and Parents and Caring on the Wednesday. Is it Wednesday 28th? No, Tuesday the 28th. It's Carers' Rights Day.
Yes, because Wednesday is a very special day. The 29th.
Somebody else has a birthday this week, folks. Can you guess who?
Oh, I don't know.
But for more information, it's carersuk, that's one word, .org.
Oh, brilliant. And very quickly, anyone involved in yoga wanting to look at a foundation course, you can't join mine anymore because it started, but Kari Yoga in Canterbury, Canterbury Yoga Studio. If you look on the website yogaandmindfulness.co.uk, you will find all the details because she's running a foundation course starting in January.
So that is next year.
You haven't missed it. I know, but it's
that's
not far
after
away.
What's that seasonal event?
I can say it, Juliet. I can say that C word. Christmas! Yay! Although, actually, it's birthdays before Christmas.
Okay.
So, yes. It's been a pleasure to have Juliet in the studio. It's also been a pleasure to have you on the tweets, had you listening in. If you had your lunch, hope you enjoyed it, had the sunshine. We will speak to you next week.
Very quickly. Happy birthday again to Matt for today.
And
happy birthday, Eloise, for tomorrow. Yay. And happy birthday, Angela, for Wednesday.
Thank you very much. Jen, you're so kind. Sweet child of mine, I believe.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Have a good week.